Hello, and welcome to the Journal of the Audio Engineering Society podcast for December 2008. I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska, chair of the upcoming 127th convention to be held in New York City next October. December's AES journal contains three research papers, one engineering report, and two feature articles. In our first paper, efficient algorithms for fractional delay filters are described by author Andreas Frank. Frank explains that Lagrange interpolation is often used in this context, but that there are many algorithms available, which need to be analyzed in terms of their computational effort. He puts forward a novel structure that is efficient and scalable, as well as being suitable for parallel hardware and software implementation. In the second paper, Yu Jiao and colleagues evaluate the subjective effects of band-limiting multi-channel audio in conjunction with two hierarchical transforms, one of them suggested earlier by Michael Gerzon. They show that signal-dependent encoding techniques performed better than signal-independent techniques, but that both performed better than conventional band-limitation methods. The topic of the third paper in this month's issue is on improving the stability of sigma-delta modulators, written by Malcolm Hoxford. Hoxford shows that these modulators tend to become unstable with high-amplitude signals, which leads him to propose a method that looks ahead to balance the energy stored in the filter. While high-level stability is indeed improved, the trade-off is an increase in noise modulation. A highly parallel matrix operation can be used to make the process efficient. In an engineering report by Michael Goodwin, the problems of all-pass linear loudspeaker arrays are analyzed. Goodwin points out that the designer must consider the spatially dependent frequency response of the array, and that by using appropriate weights for the elements, the array can be made to have a spatial all-pass characteristic. In other words, the variation in frequency response with angle can be minimized. Goodwin finds that the weights needed to achieve these properties correspond to FIR filter approximations of all-pass filters. Following news about AES standards and a review of the 125th convention in San Francisco held in October, staff writer Francis Rumsey provides a summary of some recent AES convention papers on the perception of reproduced sound. In his article titled, Are You Hearing What I'm Hearing?, Rumsey looks at topics including urban soundscape oralization, object sensing by blind people, and the use of reaction times to test speech quality. Also included here are papers on the loudness of complex sounds and the brainstem response to high-frequency audio signals. In a subsequent article, David Josephson considers how changes in the allocation of white space in the radio frequency spectrum will affect US pro audio. This is particularly important for users of radio microphones, as was introduced in a previous feature article in the May 2007 issue of the journal, which summarized a workshop on live sound. In addition, this month's journal contains the call for papers for the 127th convention, education news, happenings of AES sections around the world, and more. For more information on these articles and other AES activities, visit aes.org/journal. As always, we warmly welcome new members to the AES. For membership information, go to aes.org/join. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. Thanks for listening.